Britain's Prince Harry is testifying in London's High Court for a second day in his civil case against Mirror Group Newspapers, the parent company of the Daily Mirror. On Tuesday, he became the first UK royal to enter the witness box since 1890. He accused the tabloid press of destroying his adolescence and relationships. Harry alleges that at least 100 articles published over 20 years contained information obtained through illegal means, like phone hacking. Charlie Angela joins us now from outside the High Court in London. Charlie, I understand Prince Harry has now arrived.
Absolutely. Just ahead of his arrival, we saw crates of documents being wheeled in. His arrival was very swift, short distance from the car to the door, obviously not stopping for the journalists in their droves waiting outside. And in the next 10 minutes, he'll be taking that witness stand and will be under scrutiny for his claims that between 1996 and 2010, the Mirror Group newspapers published 140 articles about him that he believes used information gained illegally, either through phone hacking or through private investigators. Now, 33 of those articles have been considered for this case. The lawyer for the Mirror Group, Andrew Green, went through 20 of them yesterday, so we're expecting him to drill down on the details of those remaining 13 articles and essentially try and unpick Harry's argument. What he is repeatedly doing is saying, how do you know that the Mirror Group were guilty of any unlawful behaviour? Because a lot of the information in these articles was already available in the public domain. Harry's response has said it's his understanding that Mirror Group journalists were using illegal means to gain exclusive angles on these existing stories to try and push the story on in some way. But as Andrew Green repeatedly said, the problem here is proof. And at the moment, there has been none. So we expect the defence to continue to try and dismantle his claims. They'll have him for a couple of hours at the start. Then the Prince's lawyers will get a couple of hours with him. And if there is time, we could see some witnesses from the Mirror Group themselves, maybe even the royal editor, Jane Kerr.
Charlie, I want to take you up again on what you were telling me last hour, that the Mirror Group has really lawyered up for this case, as you would expect them to, of course, and that Harry is being interrogated in court by a man known as the Beast.
Yes, Andrew Green is one of the best barristers in the business. He is a King's Counsel, so essentially he is one of the counsel of Harry's father in a kind of very antiquated system that we have here, obviously not representing him in some way. But less of a beast yesterday, more of a kind of well-mannered battering ram, repeatedly drilling into the prince's foundational claims that illegal activity was involved, asking repeatedly for evidence. There were no knockout punches, no, fireworks, no cross, words given. The prince did remain very calm, very composed, pretty confident, a little weary at times. 5 hours of being grilled would be hard for anyone. And at one moment, he did say that his mind had gone blank. But he seemed to kind of gain confidence as the hours went on. He was repeatedly asked, the question, like, how do you know that these journalists were guilty? And his answer was, ask the journalists. But in this case, none of the Mirror Group journalists will be put on trial, will be in the witness stand, as Harry is. Now, Harry has said that changing the culture of the media in this country is his life's work. This is not about financial gain. And he has already had one apology from the Mirror Group for sending a private investigator to follow him into a nightclub in 2004 and subsequently print an article about that night. But one apology is not enough for him. He wants an admission of guilt across the board, an admission that this was the culture that was rife. It was not the action of a few rogue journalists. And this is not his only trial. He's taking both other tabloid publishers to task in separate cases.
All right, Charlie Angela, thank you very much. And a sterling job, I should add, of not letting yourself get thrown off by that heckler who's having him or herself a great day, apparently, and enjoying himself out there outside the courtroom.
Thank you very much.
We could hear him or her. Charlie, thank you so much for your reporting.